Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. So normally on this podcast series, I talk about raising your vibrations and getting your mindset into the right place and removing any mental barriers. But in this episode, what I want to talk about is things that might cause you to literally lose your shit. Things that kind of frustrate you to the point of where you're just so annoyed and frustrated. You're now stuck in a negative mindset. If we take on a big scale, what happened with Will Smith at the Oscars, and oh my God, I've been dying to talk about this, but then I kind of hesitated and was like, I don't know these people, I shouldn't be talking about them, and I'm not going to have an opinion on it. But what I will say is there was two things that happened. There was one where you've got, or two different versions of a person rather, you've got somebody who's normally really calm, really collected, who comes across as a really nice guy, like on the scale of like Tom Hanks, nice guy, who literally lost his shit on live TV. And it was like a different person had engulfed him that night. Now, for whatever trigger, whether you agree with it, whether you don't, whether you think he was right or wrong, like that's not what I'm talking about here on this podcast. What I want to talk about is when things that get so grated on us that we almost kind of get stuck in our negative mindset, but it triggers emotional responses that we don't have any control over, or we perceive that we don't have any control over. That's like a massive example, isn't it? The Will Smith one. But if I give you little examples of things that used to make me literally lose my shit, which is so uncalled for now when I look back, right? But a good example of this, and I always kind of talk about this with my clients, is when my daughter started secondary school, I struggled. Yeah, so this is my trigger, not her trigger, my trigger. I struggled at secondary school. I felt like I was thick. I didn't feel like I was good enough. You know, I've kind of talked about that a bit in the podcast. So what I did was, knowing my triggers, I worked to make sure that the entry into secondary school was a good one for her. And I got her like a desk, a whiteboard, some little plain plastic folders, and labelled them all so that she like would never struggle. Like, I just wanted to remove the struggle. She would come upstairs on a night time, she'd be like, oh, we're watching TV now. And I'd be like, well, have you packed your bag for school? She's like, no, I'll do it in the morning. I'm like, don't do it in the morning, do it now. Because I don't want to be rushing in the morning, we don't have as much time. Like, parents out there, you can feel my annoyance. We don't have time in the morning. We literally only have time to get ready and get out the door. So she'd go down, pack a bag, come up. So then the next morning, and this happened a lot when she first started to secondary school, she'd go, oh, I can't find my homework. She'd be screaming at me because she couldn't find her homework. And I'd be not screaming back at her, although maybe I was. I was definitely high voice, definitely out of control. Like, oh, God, well, you said you were packing your bag last night. Like, why have you not packed your bag? Oh, fine then, like, doesn't matter then, don't help us find my homework, I'll just get in trouble. And this would kind of play out like that, where we're both just angry, and I would say out of control. And then I would go down and I would find it for her, and then she would go to school, I'd drop her off at the bus stop, we kind of wouldn't be talking to each other, and nothing would really get sorted. It would just continue the pattern of us talking to each other like that in the morning. And that would really kind of like, oh God, that feeling going to work where you're just like in a knot because something's triggered you. Now, the thing that was triggering me was not necessarily the thing that was triggering my daughter. Like, the thing that was triggering my daughter was she couldn't find her homework. And if we think about times where we've left the house and we can't find our keys, like, we're in struggle, we're in torment because we're like, oh, for God's sake, like,
where the hell are they? And they're normally where you normally leave them, but because you're in this blind rage, you can't find them, you can't see them. And that was kind of similar for her, where she was just like panicking, you know, like you're in year seven, everything's a panic, like, you know, are you going to get, like, are you going to go into class and is the work going to be too hard? Are you going to get picked on, they perceive it as being picked on, to answer a question in class? Is someone else going to pick on you on the school bus? Like, there's so much to take into account when you are at secondary school, whether it's year 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Like, there is so much to be anxious or worked up about, even if we don't want to use the word anxious. So what she was worried about was very different to what I was worried about. And I would get worked up just thinking, oh my God, like, why can't you just pack a bag on a night time? And I would get worked up that she was talking to us the way she was. And there was just this aggro on a morning. And what I realized was, is that in that moment, I'd immediately like get frustrated. So my frustration then goes into my voice, my response, my attitude, and I'm not given the best response or support that is needed in that environment, okay, or in that situation rather. So I learned to react differently, okay, because I started to think about, oh God, I wouldn't have spoken to my mum the way she speaks to me. But what I also remembered was that my mum actually would have like helped us. She would have went, come on, pet, tell us where you last had it, or come on, it's got to be in here somewhere. Like, she would calm us down, which is a different response to what I was responding with. So hence why I wasn't getting the right result. So that's a triggered response, because I was triggered from how I felt at secondary school. This wasn't necessarily being triggered by the fact that she wasn't organized or that she couldn't find it. This was my triggered response. When we're in that triggered response, like Will Smith was, or like I was then, we really find it hard to give the best response we need. Take, for example, today. So I'm in the office and I'm working on a bank holiday, and there's part of my head going, dude, should you be working on a bank holiday? Like, you don't get that many days off together as a family, like me and my husband and the kids. Like, should I be working on a bank holiday? And that was kind of going through my head. And then I was like, no, I've got loads to do and I'm off over the weekend, so I do need this day to catch up because I've got loads. So I've come to peace with that. And then I remembered that I remember that I had some topsoil, like compost, in my boot that I was going to top up the plants in the office with. And I thought, oh, this is a good day to do it because I haven't got any clients coming in. So if I make a bit of a mess, it's fine. So I decided to start doing that. Long story short, I didn't just put topsoil on the top, which would have took 2 seconds. I decided to replant and repot one of the plants. Did I end up doing 2 of them? Maybe I did 2 of them. Yes, I replanted 2 of them. One of them fell out of the pot. There was like water. And after I'd watered it, it fell out of fell off the windowsill and fell onto the floor. And it came out of the pot. There was soil all over the floor. There was water all over the floor. And it was a mess. If you saw us posted on my Instagram story today, it was an absolute mess. Now, previous Jude would have went, oh my God, like, I've got so much to do. Why does this have to happen to me? I would have just felt like a little bit out of control, like mindset wise. That didn't happen. Like, I wasn't in that negative response. And I was almost like laughing to myself as if to go like, you're an idiot. Look what you're trying to do and look what you've actually ended up doing. And that response ended up meaning that the whole thing took about 30 minutes from start to finish, from starting to put the topsoil on to actually having it all over the floor, like the plant all over the floor and bits and me clearing it all up. In real terms, it actually didn't make that much of an issue, and it's all sorted now and it's all cleaned up and it looks lovely. But that could have been a different response. So if you imagine if I'd had a different response to that, like, oh my God, like, I'm just trying to get stuff done and why does this have to happen to me? And, you know, if only this could have been easier. And imagine then going from the plant on the floor to then me trying to do work with the mindset of like, I should be at home or whatever. I would, you know, whatever story I was telling myself, the work that I would end up doing would have been hard. It would have been not productive. It would have been rubbish, actually, because I was really trying to do something that was hard this afternoon, way harder, because I was doing some strategy stuff. So it would have ended up, my mindset, that trigger would have ended up making everything much harder. It literally requires a different response. Like if we go back to Will Smith, what would have been a better response? A better response, if he had wanted to make a point about it, could have been to post something the next day of like, you know, something like, you know, I know comedians have got a job to do, but I just want to show some respect to my wife who's very bravely suffering from alopecia. And actually, I think she looks beautiful. Like that would have been the perfect response. Nobody would have felt bad, but also it would have elevated the two of them. And he would have been able to have a response in the way where it was appropriate and would have got him the desired result that I'm guessing he would have wanted, which would have been to shed a light on the fact that actually, you know, his wife would have been hurt by that comment. Again, the best response that I can give to my daughter when she's in struggle, even if it's just losing her homework, is to help her, is to do what my mum did for me, which is to go and support her when she's in that struggle. Yeah. Now, what happens if it's not even as big as stuff that this triggers? What happens if it's just getting stuck in traffic that triggers you to go, oh, for God's sake, like I've got so much to do, this bloody traffic. Like, what happens if it's just something as simple as that that makes you lose your shit rather than the big stuff? The whole point of this is recognizing when you have been triggered by something. It may not be something big. It may be something that could be like, I don't know, a flat tire when you're in a rush. You've got to kind of connect with how it makes you feel. So for me, I would get maybe tense inside. Maybe I'd get like a tightness across my chest and I can feel myself kind of just going into a negative space in my head. As soon as that is triggered for me now, and it's not a comfortable space, I start to do that kind of self-inquiry work that I do with my clients. I start to go deep on going, right, what is the outcome that I desire in this moment? What is the trigger? And what do I need to do about it to get the best response? Now, those three things that I've just said to you there are pretty simplistic. And that's all it requires. It requires a simple response when you are at your height of emotional trigger. I'm just going to let that sit. I'm just going to let that sit. You need to have a simplistic approach when you are being triggered at your highest emotional response. Because it's emotion that causes us to have a bad reaction. Facts cause us to have the best response, okay? Because the facts are, my daughter's lost her homework, I can help her with that. The facts are, my plants fell on the floor. The facts are, you're stuck in traffic. The facts are, somebody said a pretty cruel thing, okay? What is the best response that gets you the best outcome? And I want you to really think about that as you go through your week ahead. What is the thing that you could do in that height of emotion to have the best response? Okay, it could be your two-year-old is having a meltdown. Okay, now that, wow, that can trigger something inside of you as a parent, because you could just be thinking, why can't the simplest of things be easy by just taking them to the shops and getting food? What can you do in that moment? Because you getting frustrated and annoyed is just going to make the situation worse. What can you do to get the best response from you and control your emotions while supporting a little toddler that feels out of control? This can be used in lots of different circumstances, and I'm not going to go through them all because you'll know what your emotional triggers are. And as I say, it could be something where you're like, oh my God, I feel out of control. Or, oh my God, why does this have to happen to me? Or, oh my God, I've got so much on my plate. Like, those are kind of the emotional response. The things that trigger those could be other people. It could be traffic, could be a plan being smashed. But going deep on, right, what is the way for me to respond to this in the best way so that either I get the best outcome or I just have a nice day. That could literally be your easiest goal, like, or your simplest goal rather. What can I do to make sure I have a nice day? I'm gonna leave you with that and then see what you can do with that bit of advice so that you don't lose your shit this coming week. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.